She looked at me for a split second. Just one second. I saw the Miss Pepper I knew, the one who offered fruit as I passed her stand. She had been a nice woman. I saw it in that look she gave me. But it only lasted a second, maybe less than a second, before she jumped forward with even more murderous snapping. But then she was snatched back by the chain. There was that one line that came to mind. Those that control the monsters are the real monsters.
They're coming,
my father said.
They pull her back out of the way, then they come.
How many? I touched the knife hilt, wondering how many I could stab.
Two, last time they came for me.
The rest of the lights came on, and it didn't help the ambiance. There were bloodstains on the wall and on the floor, and one splash of blood on the ceiling, and nail marks on the floor, where Miss Pepper clawed her way to my father. Miss Pepper had been pulled all the way to the wall next to the door. The chain had been pulled through the wall and held her back from the cell. She hissed and shook, reaching out at her captors, who were well out of range as they walked through the doors. There were five of them, standing on either side of the vampire with a shaved head in a white suit with a blood-red shirt. No tie.
Let us go. I'll do whatever you want,
Dad said. He knew it wasn't really an option. I doubt he would have kept up his end of the bargain. If they let us go, Dad would only bide his time and come at them. If I knew this, then they knew this in spades.
That is very considerate of you. But it is not happening. And I did not come into this pit of despair to talk to you anyway,
the man said, taking off his jacket. The bright red shirt seemed to brighten, and he stood out of the room like a burning sun in the sky. A bright white scar ran from his chest, wrapping around his neck and disappearing behind his head.
I've come to talk to this young thing.
Don't you dare!
Dad yelled, leaping off the wall. I didn't think he had any strength left in him. I was wrong, but not that wrong. He jumped forward, but the henchmen caught him long before he made it to the man. They grabbed him and dragged him out of the way. He fought, but he was so weak the two henchmen didn't even notice.
So tell me, young one, how is it that you have come here to my little factory? And how is it that you even found this place?
I stumbled backward. My heart was running 1,000 miles an hour. This day was not getting any better.
You and your little half-family are starting to inconvenience me,
Gilmo, the man in the red shirt said.
It is very bad for business. You are very bad for business. So the only question is, how long before you tell me what I want to know? How did you find this place?
It was obvious, really. Where else would you put an illegal drug factory? You put it in an abandoned meat processing plant. I shrugged. Seems obvious to me.
Do you think you are funny?
Gilmo said. He leaned in close to me. His breath smelled like peppermints. I was not expecting that.
Where are the chairs?
Gilmo asked the two henchmen.
Bring me three.
They ran out of the room and came back with three wooden chairs. Gilmo sat in one of the chairs, leaning back. He sighed loudly. He pointed to Dad and me, and they set chairs in front of us. I think the sit down was implied.
Now that we are all comfortable, please tell me the tale that brought you to my little place. And why are you so much trouble?